An inspection by the Health Information and Quality Authority has revealed widespread failings in Tuzla's Child Protection and Welfare Service in Dublin's North City. HICWA found the service to be non-compliant in all five child protection and welfare standards, prompting it to escalate its concerns to Tuzla's national office. Well, our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has been going through the report and she's with us now in studio. Good afternoon, Alva.
Hi, Keen.
It makes quite bleak reading. What did the report find in its initial inspection?
Yeah, so just to put into context the area we're talking about here, it includes the north inner city of Dublin, the northwest inner city, Cabra, Dublin Bay North and Finglas. So it's densely populated. There's significant disadvantage. An inspection was carried out in April 2024 and it found risks to children in this area where they'd be in Tuzla services. And it centred on issues around staffing and children not getting social workers. And all of this was escalated last year. So HICWA went back to the service in June this year as part of a follow-up inspection to see how they're getting on, and it found some of the area's most vulnerable children without adequate support.
Without adequate support. Take us through how some of the children were impacted.
Yeah. So they uncovered major risks at the initial point of contact to the service. And this is known as the front door. So Tuzla requires referrals to be screened within 24 hours. So when children essentially arrive at the front door. But HICWA found that some children had been waiting more than 6 months for a determination about whether they were at an immediate risk. One child with an allegation of physical abuse by a parent was waiting for over 4 weeks for screening. Another who was in care was waiting over 7 weeks for a safety plan after an allegation of physical abuse. A non-verbal child with a disability waited over 2 months for a preliminary inquiry and a safety plan. Now, staff told inspectors they were committed to the safety of the children, but that they were under immense pressure, and they highlighted the shortage of placements to HICWA inspectors. Now, the consequences of all this means that some children had to stay with staff in Tuzla offices late into the night while the service, they tried to get placements for these kids. The problem then is that the placements available to the children, well, they're generally short term, often for one night, and they're located in counties, other counties, a significant distance from their communities in the north inner city of Dublin. So children were often required to travel considerable distances from other counties just to attend school on a daily basis.
There were efforts to improve the service, but there were particular challenges too.
Yeah, I mean, although 52 qualified social workers are required for this service to function safely, only 19 were in post at the time of the inspection. And efforts to stabilise staffing, and this included converting social work posts to social care work posts, deployments to the front door, apprenticeships, overseas recruitment, it all fell short of what's required. And management, they described like firefighting. It's a firefighting operation focused on the immediate risks each day, and staff report routinely working long hours to manage these crises.
Has there been any reaction, Alva?
So Tuzla said that it submitted a plan to HICWA to get on top of these issues. Essentially, it said that this is well underway with significant progress that has been made in each of the standards assessed, because they failed all of the standards that were assessed by HICWA. It pointed out that the area has had one of the steepest increases in referral rates over the past 24 months, and this has placed additional pressure on local teams. The Minister for Children, Norma Foley, was asked about this in the last hour. She said duty of care is of paramount importance, and she says she expects a report from Tuzla on these findings by HICWA.
Alva Keneally, thank you.